High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We now have a very important conversation with Thembisa Fakude, who is a political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. And the topic of today's conversation is, why are journalists being silenced? Firstly, Thembisa, welcome to the show. And secondly, let's just go right into it.
Yes, sure. Thank you. I guess you want to know why journalists are a threat. There are a number of reasons. One, of course, is that those who sit on top of the food chain hardly want to be exposed of their corruption and their desire to prolong their stay on power. That's one. Number two is you have a lot of enemies of democracy around the world who do not want to see the thriving of democracy. So journalism, one of the main objectives of journalists is to report and keep those in power into account, and also force them to account for their actions. So it contradicts their intentions, of course, and they will try by all means to ensure that they prevent the thriving nature of journalism wherever they live or they govern.
So we've seen internationally major issues with respect to reporters that write stories or investigate stories related to organized crime. We saw it in Sicily in the 80s. We saw it in the early 90s in Bogota, Medellin. We've seen it in Mexico City. We even saw it in our neighboring country of Mozambique. South African journalists, we see them ridiculed. We see character assassinations on social media. We see these bot accounts that are set up specifically to try to drive a negative narrative or agenda and to try discredit the stories written by the investigative journalists. But are our journalists in South Africa also at threat from a physical perspective?
No, I think the danger, by the way, the danger that South African journalists face is more from the general populace. It was more so during the tenure of President Zuma, because I was heading the Al Jazeera Media Network in Southern Africa, and I remember how people were actually extremely upset about how the media was covering Jacob Zuma. So you had the general members of the public actually not wanting to be filmed, one, and two, threatening the media because of the coverage of President Jacob Zuma. Jacob Zuma himself, he surrounded himself with people who were anti-media and anti-journalism. And that translated into the actions of the general public. So you need to have a leader like Cyril Ramaphosa. At least he has shown to be a bit amicable and friendlier to the media. He has thanked the media on a number of occasions. If you remember, Jacob Zuma, sometimes deliberately or not, he never used to even acknowledge the media when they press conferences or other meetings were taking place, whereas most people around the world will also acknowledge the media. So the general population will take the cue or their cue from the leaders. And so far in South Africa, outside the general public, I think with Cyril Ramaphosa, the government is doing fairly well. Not all of them, of course, are media friendly, but Cyril Ramaphosa has made it a point that he creates an environment which is much more friendly to the media and let people appreciate and understand the importance of the media.
Thembisa Fakude, political analyst at the African Asia Dialogue, helping us to understand why journalists are being silenced. Thank you so much for your time today.